The imperfect is broken up into 9 sections. The second section is called a couple. A couple, tango through the buildings. And another poem. Silence in these poems breathes from a gentle moment of indeterminacy, as in John Cage's works for prepared piano of the 40s, or in almost any of the works of Morton Feldman that sustain a flat surface with a minimum of contrast. False relationships and the extended ending, the viola in my life, Rothko Chapel, for Frank O'Hara and others. This is called Léger. The cup of the blue tea over blue saucer, table, sky, saucer, flat, white, sea, spoon, flat, steam rising from steam, that it becomes it that we have seen as we drink this breakfast drink. The eclipse reaches for the power of each thing in its place. Thinking about it, the moment slips by in a river of pure green. The bites of the insects have been connected to include their sounds. One like the other, we live and go on with the eating at least once a day as the release from time counts off nearby. That is, the moment slips away from the dock and thickens or floats in from the small mountains, dropping below the mirage of horizon, settling on the page, small and green and spindly, with the sense of fear of ideas that we recognize. The still clear. The still clear black flowers behind mountains of type, open with a little red invading the taste of tea. Deep in words, morning arrives, the lamp glows, a perfect stranger flies in the window, smashing the small white Buddha that rules over linoleum fields seen through clouds. From heaven, the piece of money rains down. Outside, a motor city, metal walls perspire, black men and white men walk the streets. Evening, sitting out in the rain, the heat, lowered by dogs, nudged in sleep, mosquitoes and their cousins come. A sneeze, they bark, shaven ends of hair and skin, stoke up cheek memories. Ears jump, awake at pinched yell of Julian, hungry hot boy, inside June, now half of July, falling on feet, prancing up off the walk and drenching the grass, the dark.